a fierce and powerful woman named Fox. Her daughter, Amanda Sloan, was one of the six people that passed away inside the jail these past 2 years. So she's here to share some of her story and her energy with us. So please welcome her up.
Wait a second. All right, go ahead.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for caring enough to come out. My daughter, Amanda Fox Sloan, was allowed to commit suicide in Santa Cruz County Jail in July of 2013. She was 10 days away from her 31st birthday.
Oh my God.
Amanda has suffered a loss of many very important pivotal people in her life between March of 2010 and August of 2012. She lost an aunt, her father, her favorite uncle, a couple of friends, and then finally her husband Jeff was murdered in our driveway at 3 a.m. and he died in her arms. The man that's been accused of Jeff's murder is still incarcerated in Santa Cruz County Jail, and he has yet to be charged with Jeff's murder, even though Jeff named him before he died. During Amanda's incarceration,
it was quite a wake-up call on how dysfunctional the system is and the criminal conduct that is allowed to take place in not just the jail, the planning department, and CPS. And of course, CPS used to stand for Child Protective Services. It now stands for Child Procurement Syndicate. All these different agencies are all part of a huge problem. And I've also come to find that in all of these agencies, there are some really, really good, caring, honest, hardworking people that are just as frustrated, just as angry as we are on the outside about what's going on, to where they cannot do the job that they want.
Got a little bit of feedback.
To do the job they want to do for the people that they are entrusted for caring, taking care of. So this has been an ordeal. It's not going to stop. I will not stop fighting CPS until I get my granddaughter back, who was stolen and sold by them.
Oh, yes. All right!
Woo! Never say no, never quit!
Don't ever give up.
Never give up.
This was one of the issues. When Amanda was in jail, she was told by fellow prisoners, "You will never see your daughter again." She is a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, white baby girl. She is the gold ring. This is the prize puppy everybody wants to adopt. I was not informed of the adoption process on when it was taking place because they knew I would be there to stop it. I just want to reiterate that there are really good people on the inside that we need to form a relationship with. They can help us, we can help them. So, in my indigenous culture, Mitakwe O'ase, Tunkashala, we are all related. And on a last thing on the grand jury, I've thanked them before, I would like to thank them again for the incredible job they did on investigating all of the information that they tried to suppress and keep hidden. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this rally and this information to go on. But they only have the power to investigate and to evaluate and to report, but they don't have the power and the authority to stop it. So what do we do? Oh, I got it. By the grace and power of God, we the people are going to change it. Thank you all.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you so much, folks.